When Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia went public in 1999, the company made its creator a billionaire. Martha Stewart had succeeded in transforming a way of living into what she then called her mini-moguldom. But Ms. Stewart stepped down as chairman and chief executive officer of her company this week, just after federal prosecutors formally accused her of fraud in relation to her sale of stock in the drug maker ImClone. Joe Nocera is editorial director of Fortune magazine. He's also Weekend Edition's business commentator, and he joins us from our bureau in New York. Joe, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Linda.
Joe, this is being called an insider trading scandal. Is that an accurate term in this case?
Well, the Justice Department has, in fact, not indicted her for insider trading. They have indicted her for obstruction of justice, i.e., lying about what she had done. So, you know, it's the classic case. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. The Securities and Exchange Commission, however, is indicting her for insider trading, but it's a weird version of insider trading that hasn't really been tested before. Normally, in an insider trading case, the outsider gets information from the insider about something that's happening inside the company, and they make a stock trade based on that information. That's classic insider trading. In this case, you know, Martha Stewart learned from her broker that an insider, the CEO, Sam Waskell, who was a friend of hers, was selling his stock and trying to sell his daughter's stock. So on the basis of that information, she sold her stock, all 4,000 shares of it. So, you know, the government is basically saying that that is a form of insider trading. Now, the fact is that theory has never been tested before. And if the SEC were to win on this, it would establish new case law.
Now, understandably, Martha Stewart has professed her innocence, and that is being used against her in the indictment as well.
Yes, they're basically saying that the press releases she put out afterwards, the protestations of innocence, and her explanation to the newspapers, which was the same as her explanation to the government, i.e., you know, we had a pre-standing order to sell the stock, I was not being told anything special, et cetera, et cetera. They're bringing that as part of the case, and they're saying that she defrauded investors in Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia by making those statements.
So is this case good enough to get the full fine of $2 million and a jail sentence of 30 years? What do you think?
Well, it's certainly not going to get her a jail sentence of 30 years, although, you know, theoretically that is the ultimate penalty. It is not a slam dunk case for the government, but I think they feel they need to bring this case you know, to set an example. And, you know, we're in a period right now where there are a lot of indictments, where there is a lot of charges about things that went wrong in the stock market. And I think they feel like they have to bring a high-profile case. Otherwise, it'll look like a dereliction of duty on their part.
What about the notion that Martha Stewart is being prosecuted because she's Martha Stewart? She's become a favorite target of late-night talk show hosts, like, for example, Jay Leno.
But the good news is most people said they don't want Martha Stewart to serve time in jail. The bad news, they want the death penalty. Yeah.
Joe, I think it's indisputable that she's becoming a character people love to hate.
Well, she has been for a while, hasn't she, Linda? I mean, she has many, many fans, and she has many, many detractors. Look, my view is this. Insider trading cases, by and large, do get prosecuted in the United States. You don't hear much about them because they're usually at a much lower level, and they don't get a lot of publicity, but they do tend to get prosecuted. And this case is high profile from the start, and there is no question that her celebrity is playing into this somewhat. The government wants to set an example. They want to send a message to other people that you can't do this, and if you do this, you're not going to get just a tiny slap on the wrist. I actually think the government feels, in some ways, a little bit cornered by the whole thing. They don't feel as though they can cut a deal with her that allows her to avoid jail time because they think that sends a bad message. Now, you know, that may be a little unfair to Martha Stewart, you know, but I should say that, by and large, people who commit insider trading crimes do spend some jail time.
Joe, this is not the only case of executive misdeeds in the news.
No, that's right. This week, Xerox executives agreed to pay a $22 million fine for having been involved in accounting fraud. And WorldCom, now known as MCI, released an internal report claiming that their former CEO was involved in inflated revenue, which is also a fraud. And, you know, Linda, what's really happening here is this is the aftermath of the bubble. And in the bubble, in any bubble, there are excesses and people do things that are wrong because they kind of lose their heads. And one of the things that happens in the aftermath of a bubble is that people go to jail. And that's what's going to happen here for a lot of people. And that's just the way it is.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Our business commentator is Joe Nocera, editorial director at Fortune magazine.